Hey, this is Ocean. Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local artists and industry leaders to give you all the ins and outs for the season. Join us on this journey as we find out what makes Crop Over.
Welcome to Lower It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
Okay, so this evening on Lower It Up, I'm here with Caesar's Army. I'm here with both Renata and Jules.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. So I just wanted to talk about, but I know you have two events this crop over. Mm. So you have the regular Caesar's Army Ambush.
Yeah.
And you have Sales Caesar.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about these events? Like, what can people expect? What can they look forward to? What is the vibes that Caesar's bringing to Barbados coming out of the pandemic?
Okay. Well, Ambush BIM on Saturday, the 5th of August, has been our traditional event in Barbados. And the funny thing about it is that, yes, it is the most known Caesar's Army event, Ambush, right? Yeah. But we have actually tried a number of other
events. You have done.
We have done a Mai Tai cruise. We have actually done Bacchanal Road.
Bacchanal Road, that is true.
Yeah. So ideally, I mean, I guess after the pandemic now, we've been trying to be a little more strategic. So we are starting back, you know, one bit at a time.
Yeah.
So we came back with the Ambush BIM 2023. This year is the year of the Roman. Yeah. So we are celebrating war.
Yeah, right? We are Romans, yes.
Right? So it's a celebration for the entire year. Mm. Ideally, you know, Ambush is a trademark product from our standpoint in terms of it's what has actually built us as a brand, as a company. Mm. The traditional juvie elements coming from Trinidad.
Paint, powder, water. And then we're going to throw in a little bit of foam there.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. What they're accustomed to, of course. And then you could always expect the surprise elements from us, always looking at making it a super wow event.
Yeah.
It's really been a great experience for everybody so far. And that's one of the reasons why we came back to Barbados, because as we started the year with Ambush in Trinidad, everybody has been begging, when are you coming to Barbados?
Yes, yes, because that video y'all did was super accurate. Because even we were getting questions. I was getting questions on my personal Twitter. Is Caesar's Army coming back? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I told them.
In fact, I think in 2022, when it is that they all kind of opened back, we were inundated with requests to come. And I was in the Caesar's Army headquarters being like, yo, we got to make Barbados. Mm. We got to make it. But we didn't make it. And I think we wanted a plan to come out strong based on 2023. We wanted to be sure what we are about because, you know, after the pandemic is a new era.
Yes.
Right? Really, so you really want to step out into the world in a new kind of style.
Yeah. I like that.
And, well, Sales Caesar now, Sales Caesar BIM, right? Was a cruise that we did. We started it in Trinidad.
In Trinidad, because you had it in Trinidad the 23rd, right?
Yeah, we just finished that first installment. So, yeah, the Roman again. The primary reason that we did it in Trinidad, because we are not typical of doing cruises, right? But the primary reason is that we have a very young committee. We have a new committee now, right? And we believe that, you know, coming out of the pandemic as well, we would want to also do the same at our other territories. So ideally, Sales Caesar was really for our young team. And it was what you call a steam cruise. I don't know if you know what steam is.
Yeah, we know steam,
steam, zest, Trinidad, Bashman. That kind of flickner. And it really worked out well in terms of the young persons that we're now introduced, even though it still maintained our existing demographic.
Yeah.
So it was a fine balance, right? And the reason that we are doing it in BIM is that we feel that the steam needs to carry across here.
I think it can. I very well believe that it can.
So ideally, you know, ever since I touched down based on the Sales Caesar BIM, which is happening the Thursday, Crop Over Thursday, I'd like to highlight that. The most important thing is that ever since I reached yesterday, Renata could attest to this, is that I've been asking, who's the steamiest from Barbados?
Yes.
Who's the steamiest in terms of DJs? Who's the steamiest in terms of artists? And trust me, I have a whole list, right? Yeah. And I'm now trying to put it together because I really feel that being a Caribbean brand, Caribbean culture, that's what we're trying to push. Mm. It's not always just about the soca.
Right.
You know, based on the territory as well, we want to understand the music. We understand the genres. We want to understand what's the trends in Barbados, for example, here. So ideally, it's not going to be a full 100% soca. It's going to be an embrace between what we consider our style of music from Trinidad and Tobago and what is happening in Barbados.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why Surf Rattan. Molan,
yeah,
you know, Lead Pipe, yeah, and, you know, those are Grateful Cool. Even those, you know, I'm trying to really, you know, create this sales Caesar brand wherever we go. So it's also an embrace of Caribbean culture.
Yeah, I'm glad that then that you came on the podcast, because then it's hard to communicate that through just a poster.
Yeah,
you could come and showcase the brand this way. You could come and flesh it out. You could say, okay, we have our traditional Caesar's Army Ambush BIM, but still Caesar is something we go in a different direction while we still incorporating traditional elements.
Yeah, and you really have a double dose between the both of us, exactly. Maranatha and I. So
true.
I am in charge of Seal Caesar and she's in charge of Ambush.
Ah,
so you have a little competition to see, you know, who's the steeliest of the event.
We know Ambush BIM is the powerhouse, you know, it's what people have been looking for to. It's what people are really gunning for. Like, that's what they have for their Saturday, the early morning, Saturday, August the 5th.
Yeah.
And that they really, really, really are very hyped about.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've been seeing the comments of the persons actually begging us. We also saw some of them where they're switching sides because I know they didn't know if we were coming or not. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, a lot of them, they purchased their tickets already. They're just waiting patiently for distribution next week.
Yeah.
I know they're just dying to come into the event. They had a fantastic time in 2019 and it's going to be even better in 2023 for sure.
And you know, Ambush is a release, you know, and Renata speaking like from a production standpoint because she's entirely in charge of the entire production. It's a release, you know, it's a full enjoyment for patrons.
It really is.
You know, and in terms of even like what we do in terms of, you know, the event itself, we're consistently always thinking about new ways of how we can engage the customer. How can we make this more exciting? Because we have understood Juve for so long, right? So ideally, when you come to another territory as Barbados, how can you influence not only just align or create this hybrid of what is Trinbegonian and Barbados, but how can you make the person, the patron, the experience, how can you blow their mind? Because we won't want to be the same as 2019 or the year before. We always have to keep on top of, you know, the differences, the innovations, the things that we can try so that persons could leave Ambush BIM and see, be like, they really surprised me with that attack.
Yeah. They do something different. Yeah, you know, you get a different vibe. As you say, it's not just, it's just static. It transitions through the years. Like, okay, 2019, I had that. 2018, I had that.
Yeah.
So I know in 2023, this is where you're going to be.
Yeah.
That it transitions. Yeah. I even saw it personally with when y'all did Back on Our Road, because I believe the first year was 2017.
And
then 2018, then it's like, okay, we're going to step up. I think then you went around twice.
And it was a lot, but
I remember that.
So it's always different.
Yeah, you really do get that. Yeah. So having seen the brand for myself then before, and even I did it, I did Caesar's Army when y'all first came out, was 2015? Yeah, exactly. So then, as you said, then I think it came back 2017. It wasn't the same thing. And then 2019, out of all clues, it just got bigger and bigger. And then there's a hype.
Yeah.
And what I love about the brand is that there's an energy behind it
that
people almost come primed already.
Yeah.
That I'm coming to have a good time in Caesar's Army, coming out. I can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think that's why Caribbean culture is so important to us. Because not only are we getting, I guess, domestic and the regional aspect of things, but from the international aspect of things too. You know, just the representation of Caribbean culture in the events, the hybrid of it, is also an exciting factor. Because I say culture, shock in a positive way, because even persons who are not understanding, fully understanding of our culture, cultures together, are now like amazed at the glory and the element of surprise. My mom bushes the element of surprise.
That's true.
So you hit them the element of surprise and it's all like, oh my gosh, this is something that I need to go to again in life, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of people are, because I had a friend and she's in London and she was messaging me all the time. You hear anything from Ambush? Ambush release anything? You know, after coming back, Luke message the page and find out what's going on. So, as you say, truly the element of surprise and that the vibe that y'all bring that people really do look forward to.
Yeah,
that people look to experience. And as you say, then the same way that she's coming down, other people from London, from the diaspora, come down who want to have that experience. It's like, okay, I tried Ambush in Trinidad. Yeah. What is it like in Barbados? So I tried it in Jamaica. What is it like down here? And then, what are the differences? What are the different feels that I get? You know, they're even though, as you say, it's Caribbean culture, then every place is still unique.
Yeah.
You know, has its own unique spin. Yeah. And then, again, in Trinidad, wouldn't be the same as Jamaica, wouldn't be the same as Barbados.
Exactly. You know? Every territory is different. Mm-hmm. Every territory is unique. And I think that's what's so important about taking something that you do best to the world.
Mm, you know? That, yeah.
And Barbados is always, I mean, I haven't been here for 5 years. You know, and I mean, Renata and...
I was here in 2019.
Yeah, in 2019. So ideally, you know, coming back here has been like tremendous to me. Mm. I mean, I came in the earliest and I'm just like immersing myself back into Barbados, getting to understand everything that's going on. Who has the lead songs? Who is the best DJs now? Because things have changed, ever since 2019.
Yeah, things have changed. Things have changed a lot,
So it's like exciting to be back here again. It's exciting to drop a Seal Caesar bim. It's exciting to drop an Ambush bim. And it's even more exciting that we could carry on again in this new world, I guess, what I consider the new era of Caesar's Army and spreading our Caribbean culture to the world.
I like that. And then, as you say with Seal Caesar, that you've gone a different angle from it. So you've taken it in a new direction.
Yeah.
And then like the steamy, you know, is the steamy.
I love the steam. I love the steam. That's why, I mean, the first, I would have had to give a taste of what I knew from Trinidad and Tobago. We didn't have Private Ryan in Trinidad for the first steam, for the first Seal Caesar. So it's fortunate for us that we could get Private Ryan.
Catchy and marvelous,
But in terms of like, you know, Justin, I see what Justin is doing with Lead Pipe. You know, Surf Rat, Hutchie and Sis. Nico and Gunner.
Nico and Gunner, I was going to say that. Nico and Gunner, you know, Hutchie and Sis, MHK and Inchi, you know, Surf Rat, Jaguar.
That's what I'm saying, right? The champ.
Yeah, so
ideally for me is like, you know, there's so many possibilities and we have actually the capability to say that, you know, we have Seal Caesar, which is one version of our events, and then we have Ambush Bim that's coming up after, which is like three music trucks just sprinkled with elements of, you know, what we know best, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, New York, whoever is going to be part and parcel of the experience. So it's really exciting. I'm glad to be back in Barbados.
You really hit the nail on the head, because 2019 I had friends in from New York and doing videography, and they came to that.
Yeah.
I have friends from all over Bermuda, Bahamas, London, everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that both events are going to be absolutely a fantastic time, because I know that Caesars always delivers whatever it puts its hands to. There's never any like half stepping. Yeah. You really get into it. So, again, I like that you came on, that you could explain Seal Caesar better to people so that they don't just feel, them doing a cruise.
No. We want the young Bajans to be part and experience even that steam with us. Share the Bajan steam with us.
Yeah, shared. We want to learn it. We want to understand it. That's like, how do you get to understand the music, right? Yeah. And how do you get to understand one's culture? Mm-hmm. So to me, like, the steam of Seal Caesar is going to be important. And you know, well, steam is white, so you're dressing white.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Right? Oh, that's new. I like that.
Right? And it's a champagne cooler cruise.
Ooh.
Because I feel like, you know, steam and bubblies go together.
Yeah, go together quite
right?
well. True.
And I just want the authenticity of the territory, which is Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I'm searching for now. Because we need to have unique differences in terms of our events, so that the calendar itself of Crop Over is full of unique elements. And that's what I feel, that this sort of cruise, being a steam, right, where you'll get the full understanding of what Barbados culture, music, people, genres are all about on one boat.
Yeah,
that's sailing the seas in the day, you know, getting this skyline, getting this look and feel of Barbados in the hot sun.
Yeah.
That's the kind of flick, you know, and that's why I feel like every territory that we try to go, we try to use the landscape, the territory itself, the people, to kind of bring forth what it is that is, I guess, is event excellence.
Event X. I like that. And then I think you could also capture a new demographic.
Yeah.
With sales season, That is definitely the plan. And so, you know, we're looking forward to the young persons coming out.
The new recruits.
We're looking to sign up some persons from Barbados. We need them. We need some young recruit soldiers. Please show yourselves at Sales Caesar because I will have a thing at the door.
Yeah.
Taking our notes. Emails and whatever the case may be. Because that's all part of the new world. Mm-hmm. We need to strengthen the team now in Barbados with persons of the next generation.
Yeah. I think there will be a lot of people looking forward to that. Definitely.
So make sure and put out that memo for me.
I will.
We will be recruiting at Sales Caesar.
You definitely will. Yeah, you definitely, like I say, capture a new generation because they're people who, in as much as they like soca and want like as much soca as possible, there's still pockets of people within Kropo who is like, I like soca, but I want to feel something else. You know, I want to catch something else here, you know. So if you put in a cruise, that's the 1st of August, right?
Yeah, the 3rd of August.
And you put in a cruise and you're capturing those people in the whole vibe.
That's the first thing when I trying to get Surf Rat. I said, Surf Rat. Surf Rat asked me, he's like, is it 100% soca? I say, no, Surf Rat. I want you to bring what you have to bring.
Bring that vibe, right?
Because really and truly, this is me embracing the music, right? So ideally, it's not 100% soca. You're going to get 100% Surf Rat.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And that is what I want. I want the fusion of Bashman, soca, steam.
Yeah.
Let's call it steam.
Really get that steam. Barbados steam. Will. Yeah, the way that it, Bashment soca kind of blends the lines between the two.
And there's no problem with having that within the crop over season.
Yeah. No. You know? I don't think so. I think that there's space within crop over season for these types of parties. The same way that there's space for the 100% soca party.
Yep, I agree.
It does not need to be explicitly exclusive.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have a preference for one. However, we got to acknowledge that there's room enough within
all
space.
Everybody
can have peace.
Yeah.
There could be a vibe for everybody.
And Ambush Bim actually gives us that too, because we have different trucks. So ideally, we sprinkle of different DJs, you know. We tell them, you know, let's not have this so overly solidified in such a way that everybody's just playing soca.
Mm-hmm.
The sprinkle alone of persons that will be on the truck allows for the music to play now, right? Because you could easily move from one truck to the next based on your musical preference.
Yeah.
So when you have like three trucks going down the line, really and truly, you have musical diversity. Yeah. And it makes it a really cool event based on the fact that you have really chosen the right people for different trucks given the music caliber and genres that they're going to represent.
That's true. And that's the way it could be.
Yeah.
And you want to capture an event like that.
Yeah.
You want to appeal to your audience like that. Yeah. You want to speak to them in that way.
Yeah. Let's go to truck number two.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the patrons do that.
They absolutely do that. They just move around.
They stop one time and as you say, they intermingle and say, I'm feeling this music here, you know, let me go to another truck. I ain't feeling that. Let me go down here back. So that's what it is. We get a drink in between. And you're good to go.
Yeah. Ambush is always an experience.
Yeah.
So tell me, I want to know about the DJs you have, the live performances you have, and then also the sponsors that you want to shout out.
Let Renata, you want to talk?
I will hit on the sponsors, first of all. So we have Johnny Walker. So that's going to be our major scotch. So we have Johnny Walker. We have Smirnoff Vodka. We bring in Banks Beer.
Of course. That's a big one. Yeah.
Of course, we're going to have Hennessy.
Yeah. Of course.
And we have Campari. And we also have, KFC and Burger King is going to be on board as well. So,
bigger Campari, bigger
And I have
KFC
to say thanks
King.
To Marriott as well. They have been our distribution venue partner for the longest while. That's where distribution will take place again at the Marriott Courtyard.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you Jews and sales.
But I still like I mean I've released so far. I mean for sales season I've released Private Ryan and you'll see Just J. Yeah. I've spoken enough at length about, you know, Nico and Ghana.
Yeah, exactly.
Sifrat. And so it's like, for me, I'm like leaking it out one by one.
Yeah.
Right? But my intention is that I'm going to combine as best as possible what I consider the next generation of music, as well as in...
I think it really with Nico vibes and Ghana for sure.
Yeah. Somebody had to send me them and it was like, oh my gosh, these two guys are amazing.
They're good. They're very, very, very good.
And
very
I tell you, look, as I reach into Barbados, I just messaged Nico. And I was like, Nico, let me know if you're available for the 2nd and the 5th. Because I might be considering. And very quick. So professional and whatever.
Very professional. Yeah. Very professional. I've seen them before.
And remember, in 2019, I wouldn't have known anything about them. So to have them like be in the next generation of the music, I need to have them, right? But it doesn't set itself apart from Hutchie and Sis, you know, Rock Fresh. Salt and Dawn. I hear Salt have a
Salt and Dawn. Jeez. Unfair Me. Yeah. You all hear already? I know you heard already. Unfair Me. Yeah. Salt and Dawn.
I'm telling you. One day, you know, look, one day it take me to understand these things.
Wow.
But I'm continuing to go out and, you know, so like tonight is a scene, I think it's by Kensington. I'm going to go to that.
You went to that? Okay. Yeah. Well, Soka Say Hamai. Yeah.
Feel it out. So, yes, just to answer your question, you'll understand that CLC is the next generation, you know, his openness in terms of open format music. And for Ambush, I'm at liberty because really and truly, we hardly ever announce the artists, but we do a music truck.
Yeah.
So we do truck one, truck two, truck three. So by then, based on all of my intelligence, I will be able to release. But you know, it's always... But I've called most of them.
Yeah, you right? have. You
because
have.
My goal is, especially when I come to a territory, that I seek out the persons from that territory first.
Yeah.
And then I add eclectically.
I like that. I think that's the most important thing. That, as you say, you know, you incorporate Barbadiana into it. Incorporate Bajan-ness.
Hope you copyright that.
No. you can use that. Incorporate Bajans. You know, you get them within the fold. Like, even new recruits like Nico Vibes and Ghana
like it's amazing.
Want to sign you up.
I have not... Kwandi artist. I've never heard about him.
He came out this year. Big.
But listening to the music now. So ideally, I had to immerse myself to understand Barbadiana.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I'm back. And I came early enough to kind of soak myself properly into Barbadiana and be able to actually implement this musical selection for both CLCs and Ambush.
You could do that. If you're going Kwandi artist, you could probably do Brutal for Sale Caesar, Brutal Prankstar, you could do Chief Dan.
I feel like I had to send myself something. I tell you,
don't worry, you know. I can send you some, I'd be like, this is who to reach out to, and this is good to go. You know, you get the element of steam, but you can still get the element of Aquapova, and you can blend them beautifully.
Yeah.
Because it can be done. And really and truly, nobody else has done it before.
Yeah.
So it's a brand new field for you to explore, a brand new territory for you to move into. That type of space.
But I love it. I love it.
But I like that it's looking to establish new brands, but you're still fortifying your old brands.
Definitely.
This is what we are. This is what we are. This is what we do, and this is where we are going. Yeah. And we're here to stay.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Solid, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget I'm recruiting.
You're recruiting.
So make sure anybody who's coming out, please acknowledge the registration table at CLC's ABIM, because we are looking for new recruits. I will try to implement one in Ambush BIM as well, but we are looking for new recruits for Caesar's Army,
Barbadiana.
Barbadiana.
When your table get pushed down, right? Don't call me. Because people can come at one just a big wave, one of rogue waves, they just roll in, you know?
Yeah,
just coming like that. So definitely. I'm glad to have both of y'all here.
Yeah.
Glad to have this conversation. We get a better idea of the ethos behind the Sale Caesar brand.
Yeah.
We get a better idea of the ethos behind the Ambush BIM brand and what it is that you're looking to do. And again, that even though you're providing like a Juve type experience, that is not the same as always, that you continue to evolve.
Yeah.
And you give something new. Yeah.
Yeah. A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Ooh.
So ideally, you have to be able to change with the times, improvise, be able to innovate. And I think that's what we really stand for. We want to be able to always say that Caesar's Army has always been unique with their experiences And it's just based on the differences in the territories that we immerse ourselves in and how much further we can take what we consider what we do best to the world.
I love that. I think I'll close with that. I don't think, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you're wanting to mention?
Not really. I mean, as I said before, maybe it is an evaluation. At the end of the day, we will see Renata's in charge of Ambush BIM and I am in charge of
CSM. Yeah, exactly.
So let's see who wins.
Exactly, who comes out. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. I know that.
I'm holding back all my artists from
her. Right, exactly.
All my artists and my DJs, I'm not telling her anything. She get a lot of intel already.
Exactly.
She giving her no more.
Exactly. No, I think both would be very, very, very fantastic events. You're coming at a key time.
Yeah, but
within our crop over, within that last lap, when it's super hyped up and everybody coming in, every flying in, and the energy in the air is going to be almost palpable, tangible.
I definitely believe that Barbados has re-emerged itself from the pandemic as one of the iconic carnival on the carnival calendar. So it's really good that, because even from last year we have been feeling the ripples and saying that, you know, why is Caesar's Army not in Barbados? And even more so now. So definitely it is a must go to on the carnival calendar. So kudos to Barbados on a fantastic job. And I only wish you forward movement, upward movement.
We really believe this year is going to be the big year. We hope that it sustains.
It continues,
For 2024, 2025, that when you're really, everybody who would miss out this year, and you say, oh, I went down, I miss Sail Caesar, I miss Ambush BIM. You know, I got to go again in 2024. I got to capture that.
Especially
when the videos, there's almost a, I can only describe it as a hunger. When people waiting for the videos or the event to come out, the snaps, the post, the reel, you know, the breakdown afterwards, they want to get all
hype.
Hype. Very, very hype. So I know that is every year after this is gonna be
Barbadiana.
Yes.
We salute you. Caesar's Army salute.
Perfect. Thanks so much, guys, for coming.
Blessings. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic.
It's good to see you in person. I know they can't see us.
No, you can't see us, but
Luke is ready for the grub over.
Yeah, ready, ready, ready.
He is ready.
We can have a blast this grub over.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Take care.
This episode was recorded and produced by Wabi at Nameless Productions.
Nurture it, and if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.